Right, back here on OMF, we are live down here at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Time for us to talk to the coach. Bill Belichick is brought to you by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, the Northeast Men's Clinic specializing in men's sexual health, McFarland Energy, Fraser Engineering, great people doing great work, and by the Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Bill, how you doing?
Good, Glenn. How about you?
Terrific.
Doing good.
Great.
All right, so you've had an opportunity to look back at that one. Was that the best complete performance you guys have had in all facets of the game, coaching, game plan, everything else for the season?
Good team, yeah. It was pretty, pretty solid. I thought we did a lot of things well. Certainly the guys are ready to go. We played hard, played aggressive. Minnesota's a good team. They caused us some problems. I don't think we caused them a few, so it was 10-10 game, and then we had a couple touchdowns and kind of went away there in the fourth quarter, but it was certainly a hard-fought game that was very, very competitive all the way through.
You know, defensively, it seemed like there was a lot going on defensively for you guys. I thought one of the best performances that unit has had, just because there seemed like there was a lot of volume. There was a lot of information, guys coming in and out, lots of different looks. Seemed like obviously the need for communication was huge also, based on just all the alignments. Do you think that was probably, Glenn mentioned it, just the most challenging game plan that you've had, expected these guys to kind of, that you gave them?
No, I don't know about that. It was, there were some moving parts like there are in every game plan, but I think the players that were on the field were confident in what they were doing. And they're a pretty experienced group, so McCourty, Chung, Harmon, McCourty, Gilmore, Hightower, Van Noy, Flowers, and so forth, Claiborne. Those guys are all played a lot of football, so Simon. I think they knew what they were doing. We disguised some things. We had a couple different looks. But the players did an excellent job. They communicated well. They were on it. They played physical. They played hard, and we had good results.
Do you have a name for that? The defense where you guys had, everybody was kind of usually third down looks where the guys are standing up, moving around. I remember a similar version of that back, remember it being called playground for some reason. And maybe that's in my own head, but I thought it because it looked like back in the playground days. Was that the same version? Do you go back into the war chest to find that alignment?
It's similar to things that we've done in the past like that. Yes, as you know, each game is a little different. The formations, the protections, the personnel. So it might be tweaked a little bit differently, but it had roots back a couple decades ago. So
Buffalo game, right? Against Buffalo years ago.
We used it against Buffalo. Yeah. A different version of it, but a similar concept.
You used Trey Flowers. I know you moved him around, but he was over the center there a lot in this type of defense. Is that just a matchup that you guys felt he could take advantage of?
Yeah, Trey pretty much plays everywhere across the front for us. So he's played both ends, both inside positions, played on the center. So he has a lot of versatility. He got a sack from the outside coming inside on a three-man game. He had some pressure up the middle, so he's in different spots.
So I want to ask you about J.C. Jackson, because you guys always seem to find these sort of guys, and he had a couple of really big plays. Seemed like he was one-on-one with Thielen, I think, Robinson a couple of times. But just overall with him, kind of what have you seen the growth that's allowed him to kind of put him in these spots where you're starting to trust him more?
Well, he's out there every day, and he's getting better, so that's a good thing. He, like all young players, needs experience and made some mistakes but learns from them and doesn't usually make them again, so that's a good thing. And he's very competitive. He has good ball skills, plays the ball well. So, we'll just keep going, see how it goes, keep going with him.
Bill, you suddenly seem to have a lot of running backs, and you've got versatility in that they have different skill set out there, and including James Devlin, who had two touchdowns and goal line yesterday. How does that open things up for you in that whatever you're doing, you can use a guy that has a specific skill set that is going to play into what you need to do at that time?
Well, it's always good to have multiple players, and it's always good to have versatile players. And I agree with you. We do have a versatile group, and those guys can do some different things, and they can do some of the same things. It's hard to call a game when you have to have one guy in the game for each play. You know, this guy does this, then the next guy does something else, and it's just hard to do it that way. So good, you have to have some places along the line where kind of no matter who's in there, they can do these basic things. And then if you want to specialize it from on occasion, that's fine. But it's hard to always be specialized. So James has been able to run the ball. He's been able to pass protect. Obviously, he's a great receiver. Rex, same thing. Sony's, you know, certainly improving in the passing game. Patterson has been able to, you know, give us some other, I would say, different type of plays. And he was effective yesterday as well, too. So it's nice to get production from all those guys.
So, you know, Josh Gordon has had, like, put together two really good games back-to-back. How impressed are you with him as far as, I mean, he's just saying all the right things, great team player. He looks like he's consistent, at least the last 2 weeks I've seen him. Has he regressed as well as you expected him to? Because I don't think anyone really gave him, credit that he would make it this far into the season without something happening.
Well, Josh has done a good job for us since he's been here. He's worked hard to learn the offense. There are a lot of new things that he's had to adjust to. He's been consistent and dependable on the field and off the field. So, yeah, just see how it goes. Keep going. I mean, he's done a good job for us, and he's been able to certainly help us move the ball and help us win some games. So if he can continue to do that, great.
Is there something that you guys saw? Because he wasn't involved in the first, almost like the first half of the game, and the next thing you know, there was Gordon for a big play, and then Gronk, and then James White, and then the touchdown to Gordon. Was that just something at that point in time you guys saw and said, listen, let's focus in on Gordon based on a defensive scheme, or was that just Brady just taking what the defense gave him?
Well, that's pretty much the way it always is. You know, you know how the passing game is, Christian. You know, go back there and say, you know, here's the route I'm throwing it to this player. It just depends on what route you have called and what defense they're in. I thought Tom did a great job yesterday of getting the ball to open receivers. We got the ball to a lot of different guys, backs on checkdowns, receivers down the field. Then Rob had had some opportunities. So James Devlin. So we were able to move the ball to different guys you know, that's a good job by the quarterback of reading the coverage, getting the ball to the open guy when they rotated away from Gordon on the hitch pass, and then he broke a tackle by Sherrills and had 20 yards. That's what happened. Had they been in cover two and rolled into him, Tom would have probably thrown the check down to the back like he did several other occasions. So it just, you know, there's no way to really know exactly how that's going to go.
So the television broadcast had a shot of you and Adam Thielen having a nice back and forth. I thought that was entertaining for everybody. My question would be, did it kind of surprise you? Does it see often the players kind of mouthing off at a head coach, or that kind of take you off guard a little bit, a player actually yelling at you in the middle of a game?
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Thielen. He's a great player. And, you know, it's I don't even really remember what happened. It's just... but he's a great player, and it was, you know, right there around that fourth down call. And so, you know, I think we've all moved on. I have a lot of respect for him and the way he plays the game and what he's accomplished.
So Tom was saying this morning with the guys that sometimes there'll be those moments. Your players, and Tom said, if Bill ever gets mad at me, he sort of brushes it off as like heat of the moment. But he did say, brought up some other former players, Junior Seau, I figured maybe a couple other guys, Matt Light, back at you, Vrabel. He said Julian Edelman, though, currently. You ever go back and forth, and Jules is wanting to kind of fire back at you at times?
Yeah, again, I have a ton of respect for Edelman and the way he competes. And, you know, look, when you're with players for a long time, a lot of practices, a lot of years, a lot of games, you know, sometimes you don't always quite see it the same way. But, you know, in the end, it's really about, you know, respect and getting to the end point that you want to get to. And so I think we all want to perform well, win games, and see the team do well. And so... you know, that's where it ends up. You know, sometimes there's a difference of opinion along the way, but usually it's healthy.
Do you ever have to fire back at this guy over here or want to a few times?
Oh, he knew better.
And would he give it back to you? Would Christian give it back? Or would you say, okay, coach, sorry?
He wanted to do it in the last question.
You ever get on him?
Christian sat in a lot of those meetings. I don't think anybody's exempt, are they?
No. What I was
including the head coach.
Of course.
The head coach.
Yes.
I mean, look, good players can't overcome bad coaching, and if it's bad coaching, I don't care how good the players are.
Well, some people are stunned.
They have trouble with that. So that's when we screw up as coaches, and I screwed up plenty, I'll take the responsibility for that and take the responsibility for putting players in a bad situation. That's my job not to do that. So we all may have those plays or those moments.
Well, I was surprised at how quickly you just got back into game mode. It was like, and then like you're, like, well, it wasn't that bad. Okay.
Well, he had
but
to,
it was like, it's just how quickly you're just, bam, okay, that's over. On to whatever it is we need to deal with.
Well, he had to get the red flag back in his side.
Oh, that's
again.
What it is.
That's was a big part of it. Third down situation. They were 3 of 12, but you had them third and long a lot in that game yesterday. Some of it was penalties, but a lot of it was first and second down, was it not? And how different does that make the game when you're suddenly forcing them to play a lot of third and long? You pretty much know what they're going to do when it's third and long.
Yeah, well, that's a huge difference, and it works both ways. So, and offensively, we want to stay out of those, and we had a lot of them in Tennessee. And defensively, third and eight and tens are a lot easier to defend than third and two and third and three. So, first and second down has a lot. You know, look at the third down conversion rates, but first and second down has a lot to do with what happens on third down. So, the more advantage you can gain on those early downs, whichever side of it you're on, then the better off you are.
So Mike McCarthy got fired, let go, I guess, yesterday. And I'm just looking at all the coaches that have 10-plus years. It's obviously you, Sean Payton, Marvin Lewis. Mike McCarthy was one of those guys. I think it's just how difficult it is to stay, you know, relevant and, you know, for such a long period of time. Is the demand to win accelerated now as opposed to maybe 10 years ago? How does a coach actually actively, you know, keep his job? Is I know winning obviously is one of them, but is it maybe other than that?
Not the only one.
Other than that though, is it because it seems like these coaches like only have, we only give them like 2 years, like 3 years. If you can't turn it around, we're going to go someplace else.
Or a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, maybe it's even in college, it's even worse, but why do you think that is? Is it just because they feel like they made the wrong choice, willing to, you know, settle in?
You'd have to talk to the people that are doing the hiring and firing there. I mean, which is not me. So, I don't know. The people that hire coaches and fire them, that person's not sitting in this room. So, you'd have to talk to that group of people that have done that, and, you know, ask them why they make the decisions they make. I'm not really sure.
How important is it to adjust to maybe, like, the new athlete? You know, we always talk about, you know, the players now as opposed to, I'm sure they're different now than they were 15 years ago, and always being able to adapt. I would imagine that's kind of big, too, in coaching for this long.
Well, Lou, anytime you put together a team, I think there's an adjustment on both sides. Players adapt to their coach. Coach adapts to the players. Each team's different. Each individual is different. The chemistry of the group of people are different, even if it's the same people. A new year, new circumstances, new environment, new challenges, successes, failures along the way. Those all make up that particular team. So, you know, when you join a team sport like football, I think you hopefully accept those things that come with it. And, again, that's on the player's end. It's on the coach's end. We all have to make adjustments. We all have to find what's best for the team as we go along through our journey during that season.
All right, you go to Miami next week. You've had your moments down there in Miami, especially
not many good ones.
No, I was going to say, and some late in the season that have not been great. What is it that makes that game and playing that team, playing maybe in that environment, weather, whatever, so difficult? Because a lot of Patriot fans show up. It's not like it's a hostile environment. Why?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's the weather. I think it's the football team. I mean, we've lost to teams that have outplayed us down there, and so that's not a good thing. Last year we won here, and then we went down there and really didn't. You know, weren't really that competitive in the game. I mean, it sort of was, but it really wasn't. So, give them a lot of credit. They played well. Coach Gase did a good job of adjusting to the first game and the way they played us the second time around. I'm sure he'll do the same thing this time with his coaching staff, offensively, defensively, in the kicking game. And we'll see a different game than what we saw up here back in end of September, right? Yeah. Or early October, yeah. Whatever it was, fourth game. So, I'm sure it'll have a different look to it, a different flavor to it, and we'll have to do things differently if we want to be successful. So, we'll see how all that turns out, but they do an excellent job of game planning, of adjusting, and and they play well down there. So we'll hopefully we'll be able to match their level of energy and intensity and be able to play well. But we'll see. We haven't done that very well lately.
No.
All right, well, I'm going to wrap things up with our Mercedes-Benz drive of the week.
No-brainer again.
No-brainer. Is it?
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. What do you think? There's a couple good ones in there. I think this is probably one of your toughest decisions up to this date, Coach. Your drive of the week. What do you think? Which one are you going to choose?
I'll take the first one because I think that set the tone for the whole day. We played from ahead, even though they caught us at 10-10 there in the third quarter, but... We played from ahead. I think we established a good rhythm on the first drive and carried that over into a strong defensive performance. So from that opening really sequence there, running the ball in the end zone, but getting the ball to Patterson, getting the ball outside to Burkhead, running and passing, and make a couple tough yards there at the end with Devlin's touchdown. Thought that was a good drive.
Yeah, that was my choice.
Got it wrong.
That was my choice.
I had the Gordon touchdown with Gronk and White, the two catches by Gordon.
Sure, take that one too.
Yeah, breeze down the field. That looked like it was going to be easy.
Because you get influenced by the sexy plays. The grinding it out part.
I like
it. So that was our drive of the week brought to you by Boston Area Mercedes-Benz Dealers.
So, Coach, real quick, I know before we wrap it up, I just wanted to ask you, because I know last week I asked you about obviously Reuben Foster. This week, another incident with Kareem Hunt. Does this give you another opportunity or an opportunity to kind of readdress your club as far as things outside, how to handle yourself professionally? Or is that something you just do on a weekly basis? Or is this a good time, just another reminder of what can be taken from you no matter how good of a player you are?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Lou. I think we address those things every week. Not specifically that, but some version of doing the right thing, making right decisions, dealing with temptations outside of football and so forth and so on. Also our respect for things that occurred during the season, from Veterans Day to the salute to service to cancer awareness, crucial catch, and all those kind of things. So we address those on a regular basis. We had the Taps families a couple weeks ago in the Green Bay game. So there are various things that I think we use to stimulate those type of those points or similar points, conversations. And some of them are hot positive. Some of them, unfortunately, like these recent events you referenced, could be negative. So, they're all – honestly, you could almost pull up one every day if you, look at multiple situations, multiple sports. We had it a month ago with the Supreme Court justice. So, it's out there in front of us on a regular basis.
It's video everywhere. That's what they say. Video is everywhere now. And you got to act accordingly, I think. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off the field. We'll see you next Monday.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks,
Bill.
Bill Belichick.
Thanks, Christian. Thanks,
right here on OMF.